When a child is born in a family, they just automatically receive love and just love from the other family members, the older family members in their life.
Oh, yes, immediately. Yes, when the baby is born, we rejoice. We were happy. Can't wait to see this little guy or little girl grow up.
Why would you say that? Why do you think babies receive so much love immediately and receive so much care, even when they're not directly related to you or won't probably do anything special for you?
Babies are helpless, so they depend on us for everything. So we have to be there for them and teach them to grow up to be really good kids, good teenagers, good adults. So that's how babies are from the very beginning. We need to teach them, and they're very helpless, so we're there for them.
What were your experiences with your children, my mother and uncle and aunt? What were your experiences with them? How, when did you really feel that you loved them? What were some moments throughout their childhoods that you felt were really important to you and your love for them?
They've always needed me and their dad. So through all their toddlers, when they were toddlers, teenagers, they've always needed us. And every child needs their parents. And so parenting never stops. It continues and continues. Even when they're married and have kids of their own, the parenting never stops.
Do you think that would you say that this happened with your parents also? That when you could go to them any time, at any age, and they would help you out?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. My parents were the best parents I've ever had. My dad was always there for us, financially, mentally, emotionally. My mom was there. My mother was a great, great mom. My dad also. So, like I said, parenting never stops. It continues and continues and continues.
Was there ever a point where there wasn't really anyone else in your life that you cared about more than yourself before your children?
What? Hold on.
Going back to my question before the short interruption, was there ever a point where you were satisfied with your life and then you became more worried, more involved in someone else's, where you felt that you weren't important, that they were the main focus of your life?
Your children are the main focus. Once you have children, you're not important anymore. It's the children that are important. So you just be there for them and make sure they make the right choices and they become adults and make the right choices. And so far I think I've done pretty good.
So, what were some of the steps that you took when my mother, your first child, was born? And how did your life change? Did it change dramatically? Did it stay mostly the same? Or were the changes, if there were changes, forced? Or did they just come naturally?
When I had Jennifer, well, let's go back. Before I had Jennifer, I was enjoying life to the fullest. And when I was going to become a mom, Jennifer, I stopped enjoying life, and no, I didn't stop enjoying life, but I put Jennifer first, and so. My life did change dramatically because I became a mom and I put Jennifer first, and she was.